B'nai Asa. All right, we'll see what that is. The old famous B'nai Asa. Right? Right. Mishpura said it's going to be the berries that grow on Hadassim. So, Afalpi de Bishlan, B'havim Kepeiros, Invarach El Shahakol. Even though you cook them and they are like fruit, they're berries, right? They only take on a Shahakol. So he says in Vav, B'nai Asa, Hainu anovim ketanim shirgil nimotze b'hadasim. Okay, they're the little berries that you'll find them on hadasim. And the reason they become a shahakol, even though they seem to be a fruit, Dovi, we're on page 219, Reish Gimel, Sif Vav, Sif Hey. Excuse me.
My phone was doing weird things. I don't know why. I couldn't do anything. It's in the style.
What was it?
Okay.
What's the problem with your phone?
My phone was doing weird things. I couldn't even dial.
Okay. You know, I'll comment before somebody else does. Right? It's all because you don't have texting. Okay. Anyway, so we say on these berries on the Hadassim, right? Halacha, hey, you don't make a bar parade. And he says even though they seem to be a fruit, they grow on a hadas tree. And he says, Mishra says, the lo chashiv, they're not considered chashiv. I have a look at perish matzini lani sarik. It's just like the fruit that goes on a wild tree, right? You know, it's not a fruit tree. It's going to produce some sort of fruit, but ultimately it's not going to, it's not a real fruit. And therefore it only takes on a shahakol. I don't know anybody that actually cooks those berries, but I guess you could.
He mailed out, so otherwise you're not going to get them.
Okay, Bob, Al Zangvil, Shemarach and Osok Shuratov. So if you're eating ginger and you crush it while it's still moist, the ginger, so that we say, Vinir Dehuadin, that's the Bari Priyadama. Same would be true if you crushed it when it was dry. Right, so let's see how this case plays itself out. Because usually things that are just spices are not, not going to be a bayar pri adama. So he says in Ches, Shemarach and Oso. Hold on a second.
Listen, my phone's not connecting through Zoom.
So this phone is doing the Zoom. Let me give you another number. David, dial 973.
Yeah, write down 973.
901.
901.
4280.
4280.
Okay. Okay, we're going to get David here in a second. Hopefully we'll get Lorenzen back. No, he hasn't dialed yet. Okay, is he on?
Yeah.
Okay, David, you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on page 219, Reish Gimel Vav. We talked about ginger. That if you crush it, so look at the Mishnah Berurah Shemarachnu. So Ashmi Daidei Rikuach Shemarachnu. So B'dvash Lo Nishtana Berchaso Miilu Achol Chai Ti Berchaso Bar Pri Adama. That even though you crush this ginger and you mixed it with honey, right, it's still the same as if you eat it raw, which is Bar Pri Adama, because people will eat fresh ginger raw. Ukelabson Reish Beis if you test, we saw earlier. But let's say you crush it while it's dried out. So now it's really only a spice.
He's gone.
Okay, he'll be back. I hope. Okay. David, you're back? David?
David or Dovi?
No, David on one phone, Dovi on the other phone. We're all over the place.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're here. I wasn't looking for you. David, David seems to be having trouble connecting also. And he even has texting. It's amazing. Okay, David, you're back? No.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Ches, or Tes. So we said the moist ones, people eat them, you know, wet ginger. So it's Adama, so the fact that you put it into small pieces or crush it for that matter, and you mix it with honey, it's still a Bayer Pri Adama. But the dried ones, where your mamish make like the ginger spice, Ratzel Omer, after Bezangvil Yavesh Eim of Archel of Klau. We already said that on dry ginger, you don't make any bracha. Because people don't eat it. But by crushing it, it does become edible. So it becomes now, right, back to its original bracha. What about the soft nut? This raw nut, which we said was a shahakal, even if you make it taste good and mix it with honey, stays a shahakal. That's because it's an unripened fruit and it's not ready to make a Bayer Pri Eitz on it. But here the ginger is fully ripened. It's in its final form. Just because it's too dry, you can't eat it. That if you crush it and make it edible, because it's now very small pieces, dried peppers. Now, obviously, you can crush it, I guess, and eat the spice, or you can mix it with some honey also. So he says in Yud, even right, even it becomes edible. You roast the ginger. Eat it for food purposes, given the chazal, since you can eat it. So the bracha would be an adam of a tzitvar, mevarach shahakol, whatever the tzitvar is, given the oven, the time of lo leachila. Right, it's really not meant to be at all. It's really just meant to be a flavoring spice. Okay, merkacha shel chazeres, you're calling crane. Right, so it's interesting. He calls this chazeres. Right, because you know, chrein we typically view as tamcha, which is the when it comes to what's maror. So the first category of maror is what they call chazeres, right? But I guess all the, I mean, again, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that the first in line for maror is chasa, right? So. And chazeres is the term. Maybe chazeres is the term used for all greenery that's available for maror. Okay, so he says the right. So you make horseradish shachar and chrein brachos or shahakol, right? So it's a shahakol, right? Why do you make a shahakol and horseradish? It seems to grow from the ground, but nonetheless, it's shahakol. And if you look in Sharet Siyan Tez Zayin, right? Ma'ash Mepri Magam Dafilu Kesha Ochlo Chai Efshet Berchas Shachol, right? Even if you eat it raw, you just take a stalk of it, which we know is an issue, right? You're going to make a shachol, because those are not the normal ways for it to be eaten. Now, so then he says, Avol Merkachal Shal Reitaych, which is some sort of radish dish. Right, so somehow radishes seem to not be an issue at all that it's an adama, but horseradish is a problem and maybe a shahakol. Okay, and then he says, right, so he says, "Avili mosa miklipas and gangbulin shanaz abracha." Even if you make this mixture from the shell of the radish, right, it stays the bracha stays the same, right? So that just raises the question: if you eat the orange peel, right, whether it's you know, in chocolate or sugar or honey, right? So it's, so how does that become, right? If the peel of a radish has the same thing as the radish, why doesn't the peel of the orange have the same thing as an orange, right? And the answer is that the peel of the peel of a radish is typically is edible also. Peel of the orange is not, so it's got a different possibility that it may only be a shahakol. Okay. And then we say the zangvil is ikr if it is crushed and edible now. Even if a guy, would do this smashing of the ginger, right? There's no bishul akum issue for ginger. Ginger can be eaten raw. So even if they cook ginger for you, since it could be eaten raw, it's one of the heterim for bishul akum, right? And it can be eaten raw. You just mix it with a little bit of sugar. If it's not edible raw, right, you end up with a bishul akum problem, right? So you have to know. So the ginger is actually a chiddush that some people do eat it raw, they mix it with things, but you have certain food products which are not eaten raw at all, and those would have a bishul akum problem. Okay, let's see the berlach al zanvil shemirachin, right? So we have ginger, fresh ginger, right? So we said that's bar priadama. I'm b'shari tshuva b'shem emek bracha. The dafka kishe merachin chatichos mimenu. You take pieces and you make something out of it. Alimhu ma'och v'chosos ad shen yikram out. But if you totally crush and pulverize it, afi shodeshu zang v'moshakol. Then again, it's like any other pulverized vegetable, right? That you break it down to a liquid form. So then that becomes a shahakol. We said that if you crush certain spices, even though you don't recognize what the spice is anymore, right? Still remains an adama. If you leman de machmer, but tomorrow mshason kein is a shaber chos akademis conformist and rage based of zayin back off. Even you want to say by tomorrow, if you crush them to the point that you don't even know what it is. Right, if you look at any besom and mode the afkishni mokh gamri, you look in work berchos akademis. So even if you're machmir and say that you don't make a bar priates on a crushed date, but we see that for spices that are crushed, that's a bracha. Hold it, or chayu b'chach lechlish gam, because that's how they're meant to be eaten, is by crushing them. B'chumavor, b'chumus d'ashim, n'chavtav, shevi mokor l'zeh, m'divei rash, per shal ha, al hemosa. Okay, b'sam k'sushim ha'mefatmin b'dvash, ayin sham, fine. B'alo, right, so, Hamilta koyal gamkin al zanvil, right? This hamilta, which the Gemara says, which is, you know, spices that you crush and mix with honey. So ginger, dry ginger is one of those. Imke muchach, the avkshu shach of a kosh v'ilachim b'varach b'rachat ha'roi. So even though it's crushed, it sounds like you're going to make a bar pi adama, mishum da'archei b'hachi, right? It's meant to be eaten that way. Right, crushed and mixed with honey. And then he says, even though you want to say that Hamalta does include zangvil also, right, ginger. Or you can argue and say that ginger is different. Right, zangvil, when you mix with honey, you don't really crush the pieces too much. Alkain even brachas akademis, and that's why, right? It may lose its bracha, but medivra teretz kuni will come at them. Ashkelon kumish kusavnu etzarachin. Okay, right? We don't make too many such ginger dishes today. Okay, let's go to Zion. The summim.
What about garlic?
What?
What about garlic?
Well, we're gonna see about garlic. I think garlic's gonna get its own garlic and onions. They're going to get its own, their own halacha, I believe. So stay tuned for garlic. But garlic also, I don't know, the garlic, as a spice, it probably would be a bari pri adama if you just eat a plain garlic. But people eat garlic. It's an adama. Even though, so you could argue that garlic is usually eaten cooked. Okay, we'll get the garlic. Okay, Zion. Besamim. Shechuk and Maravim sugar. You have spices that are crushed and mixed with sugar. Habesam ikr mevarchlein kedin berachas osam besamim. Right. So the ikr, regardless of which spice you are using, right, the plan is that you want that spice, and even if you mix it with honey, all you're doing is sweetening the spice, and therefore we view it, right, as an adama in the case of most spices. So he says in Yud Beis, shechukim hainu afkashem shechukim nimuchim agamer, they're totally pulverized, hachein nicker, right, like a powder, hey nicker behem tyron arishon klal, right, the mamash like a powder at this point, afil achilo nishtanat berachos like deza kliyama, the bracha doesn't change, the derech habesom lichtosh beofen zeh, that's the way spices are eaten, by crushing them. And the besom is ikr. Haino filk shayot tzuker harov miyad besom. Even if it's mostly sugar. But you're not eating sugar. You don't want to eat sugar. You want to eat this sugared ginger. Or whatever spice you're talking about. Okay, ein shenogin beinin lasois mugin pulver. Which is some sort of, powder of something. Shema Arvin Sukkar Harbi, there's a lot of sugar mixed in. Im Ingber with ginger, Kosush. Afilachi Ingber Ikber, Sukkar Tafelahin. The ginger is the ikr and the sugar is tafel. Dainbar Raklamasko, Bainavarchlan. Even though you have a lot of sugar there, but the ikr is the ginger, right? You're just trying to sweeten ginger, not gingerized sugar. And therefore the bracha would be Bari Priho Adama. Okay, we will stop here. And Lorenzen, send me a non-WhatsApp picture of that holy minion in Park City.
Thank you, bud.
Okay, bye. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night. Come
back. Bye.